Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Poodle, we need to record 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know. What if we recapped another show? Would that be okay?
Oh, my, how original. Poodle, you can do whatever you want.
Right, it's my show.
Our show.
Our show. Want to hear my idea?
You have to keep your clothes on.
Then I have another idea.
When you don't know which to pick,
a nice vagine or a friendly dick. Bye.
Bye.
Curious, when you want another show.
Not 90 Day, one we don't know. Bye.
Bye.
Curious,
they say variety's the spice of life.
Why stop that? Just one husband or one wife.
Poodle, that's polygamy.
I'm sex positive.
So email, Facebook, send a text.
Tell us the show that we should do next.
By Curious.
On with the show.
Woozy, boozy, whoozy, whatsy, boysy, ha. Oh. Y'all, this is Bi Curious, and I'm still not well. I don't know if I had just a visceral, nauseous reaction to what I saw just now. Or it's bad sushi. I think it's probably the first one because it's farther down in my abdomen where my soul is. Because my soul is weeping that I had to watch this.
I'm a little nauseous as well. And I don't think it is the sushi.
I watched this. You can back this up. I watched this whole thing and I could not close my mouth.
Your mouth was open the whole time.
By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, this is the debacle, the abject rogues gallery that is TLC's Extreme Sisters. Extreme is right, and Sisters is correct. I'm going to refer to these as sister couples because that's what it feels like to me.
I
can only also think about Lisa, baby girl Lisa, and Usman getting married. That's kind of what I felt like when I watched them.
Uh-huh.
And everyone at their wedding kind of said, I'm a little sick too. When you watch baby girl Lisa in that wedding dress.
You know, I loved it because I love watching.
You're sick.
It's that mental therapist. I love seeing just this complete sickness.
Me too.
Sickness.
Me too. But my first thought is, you're so broken. I don't think I can ever fix you.
Oh, I don't want to fix them. I just look at it's totally like anthropologist. I'm just like creatures in the wild.
No,
I'm just seeing them.
No, the Australian twins.
Oh, and the fact that we have Oklahoma City in here, chef's kiss. I'm in.
This is just like how I felt with Liver Transplant Girl. Sarah and Lori. Might as well be sorry. Oh, Sarah, I'm not going to be long with you.
Okay, Mom.
You know, you're the wonderful, most wonderful girl. You're going to give me your liver.
Okay,
you're going to give me all of it.
I don't want that liver anyway. I don't drink because my husband drinks all the alcohol, or Miguel, because he's sad.
And we still say, y'all, he was fucking around on her. There's no doubt.
I still follow Miguel's brother on Instagram.
Oh, he is so... Danny.
Danny is hot and gay. Oh, yep. Durr.
It was never announced that he was gay, but he gay.
He gay.
He gay. I'm glad to talk about something other than this because I'm getting less nauseous. I had to fill up another drink to deal with this. We only got three sister couples. Episode.
And this is
which I am thankful for.
The reason why we're doing this is we said this before, but in case she didn't listen, Poodle doesn't want to do this show. And I'm telling him
it's going to take a lot of sacrifice.
How did you? So if you want Poodle to cover this show,
no,
come at
no,
him.
No, no, no,
let
no,
him know.
Don't do that. That's not going to help. You need to put me. You need to get me when I'm in a good mood. Get me real liquored up one night.
And you just
after I've been fucked 10 ways till Sunday.
After the defensive line leaves your apartment,
and then I might agree. That's. You know, take me to like Buca di Beppo or something, and then when I'm so full,
that is shitty date food, but it still makes you feel slutty.
Yes. And you have to just like roll me out.
Yes, and you just had pasta after pasta,
and then give me my one thing. The only time I ever like to smoke these days is after a big like filling meal,
and give you a cigarette that you haven't had in like 20 years.
And I think then I might agree to do it, but. Right now, I'm having some flashbacks of what I just saw, and yikes. If you don't know what this is, Extreme Sisters, first of all, what rock under have you been living under? This is kind of the sister version of Smothered.
Yes.
This is the kind of sister version of I Love a Mama's Boy, which to me was kind of lighthearted and fun. Everyone was kind of way too in on the joke.
It felt like a 50s sitcom.
Everyone was too in on the joke.
Smothered was more docuseries.
Yeah.
I know this is gross, but I love seeing the brokenness of people and seeing I just like seeing how they've adapted to that brokenness. Some of it's
too,
good.
Me too. But the thing is, I like shows like Intervention, Hoarders,
where
someone is trying to help.
See, to me, it's these people aren't helping, but probably each other. But I'm hoping they help someone else who watches this, who's also shaving her sister's butthole.
If you're watching this and you notice something that you show something simpatico with these people, you're already broken too. You're done. If you have any of the level, it may show you how codependent you are with your sister. And maybe you say, we don't have problems after watching this. What did you think? I know I've talked a lot about how aghast I am and how, like, I still feel sick. I really do. We just did a story and I was having problems.
If you want to see his first reaction, go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast.
Like, I'm not okay, y'all. Just to be honest. You're getting my real reaction here, and I'm disgusted.
One of our head mods, Sissy Jordana, just said, I'm getting chest pains from watching this.
Mine are lower. Mine are abdominal in nature. And my chest is actually tight that I watched it.
Well, that's good. It means it affected you. It had an emotional effect on you.
And we talk about this. I know it doesn't seem like this, but I can be really empathic to a fault, and I will take on someone else's pain.
Where I can
pain.
Shut myself
You can
off.
Shut it off. I can't. So that's why things like this... knock me on my ass.
So do we need to talk about Anna and Lucy first, or do we need
let's get it over with.
Okay.
Let's get it over with. No. Let's ramrod this shit it through. Oh.
I love it.
I'm in, y'all. I'm all in. I'm watching. If Poodle doesn't watch.
This is on TLC, you guys. Arbiter of all that is disgusting in the world.
We try to get away from TLC, and they just draw us back in.
What? So we have Anna and Lucy, who are identical twins. If you didn't know, they're going to remind you 80,000 times.
So we're like, okay, great. So my first thought is, okay, I thought extreme sisters. So I went, okay, great. It's sisters who are really like,
and they're in Perth, close. Australia. So they are Australian.
I have cousins that are close, and I thought it would be kind of like that. Like, oh my gosh, they're so, because that's kind of what Mama's Boy
was. No, I knew it would be awful. I knew it would be awful.
But Mama's Boy kind of was like, okay.
They were winking a little bit. The moms were kind of playing along.
But it's but this was.
No, this is straight. This is straight up mental illness.
This
is straight up mental illness. Both these women are unwell. Women need to be intervened upon.
Anna and Lucy.
It is affecting their daily lives.
If you're not watching the show, I'm not trying to be shallow. I just want to describe to them that
if you're not watching the show, be grateful.
I say watch it. You're
going to feel a lot better tomorrow because I'm going to have nightmares about this tonight.
Y'all, they look exactly the same. They have dyed black hair. They've had exactly the same plastic surgery. Yeah. Like the the same size lips, the same size cheek fillers.
They're looking little mannequin like.
But they make sure. Where's our queens, Darcy and Stace? Are twins, but they look a little different after a little plastic surgery.
Yeah.
This is important for Anna or Anna. Who the fuck cares?
I'm way past the point of correcting you here.
I honestly
want to ram this through.
Okay.
I need to clarify. This is a couple things. This is, first of all, it's obsession with doing everything identical.
I thought they're just identical twins who are a lot alike. No, y'all. No. It shows them what they are cleaning
but
a countertop.
We're one person. I repeat everything you say.
We're one person.
So when we say we're going to go take a commercial break.
That's exactly what they do because they're not really smart enough to know what the other person's saying.
This is the only thing that made me laugh about their section. We're like the same person. I said this before. We're the same person.
And they try to pick sentences like looking at each other like, I'm going to go to the
store.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to go to Belts. And buy a nice pantsuit.
Yeah.
Or sundress. Can we go get our hair cut and
dyed
together?
Together.
Yeah. this is obsession that is based on trauma.
I thought, okay, yeah, they're just cleaning. I just want to preface in case you all didn't watch. They're cleaning the countertop. Then it shows them.
This is when I started to get sick. This is right when I started to get sick. It happened early.
They're doing, one of them is doing the vacuum. The other one, they don't have two vacuums.
No.
Which would be crazy, but would kind of make sense.
It would make more sense.
But instead,
I feel like the world isn't very logical that they live in.
It's not logical.
Yeah.
So one of them is vacuuming and the other has to do the same action.
Yeah.
The same to the left, to the right. She literally is just pretending vacuuming her floor.
Yes.
While the other one is vacuuming.
Yeah, that's when I started empathizing and I felt that I'd be happy if the world just imploded on itself.
Yeah. Basically, they said, no one's like us. And I was like, You're right.
No one's like you.
Like us. Then they say, we're two baldies. One person. Two bodies.
We're here.
One.
We have person. To do the exact same thing, the exact same way, so we are totally identical. And I wrote, "What the fuck?" And because it turns out they lost their father to cancer 11 years ago, and it made this obsession worse.
If you don't get it, you're right. It is mental illness, and it is this
completely. Yeah.
It is this idea.
It's not quaint, we're saying. It's not cute.
No, it is. This, think about it, y'all. And really, they, you know where people say like, oh, we're like the same person.
No,
they actually, I think they actually think
they're the same
metaphysically,
person.
Metaphysically, they think they're like the same person. Soul.
Same person.
They're like the same soul, but in two different
bodies.
Same person, two different bodies.
I'm going to do that the whole... I don't want to do this show.
Oh, but you almost admitted it.
No, I don't want to do it. But I'm saying if we do this, we're going to do that the entire show. So,
you know, I'm going to say this right now. I love you. I love you for watching this, and I'm so happy to be here talking about it.
I'm so upset. You have this. I think it's the most. This is the most foul thing I've watched.
Pretty gross.
What else did we watch that I had a visceral reaction to? But this is the worst thing. This is the worst thing we've ever
watched.
You
know what?
Definitely.
Smothered was, you were really grossed out by it, and then Smothered kind of was a little lighter the second episode.
It got better.
So maybe it'll be more funny ha-ha the second episode, because this is the same,
I hope so.
Same production company.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to take some anti-nausea meds.
My friend who's a producer
on this
show.
Still right there.
If we ever go out to dinner, I'll have to say, you owe Jake a drink.
Yeah, this has been rough. So, a couple of things.
So beyond OCD, it's not OCD.
This is full on. This is actual mental illness,
like personality disorder.
Disorder.
Like
this is
splitting. Like,
yeah. This is kind of disassociating reality. All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. So a big thing, like Sun-hee and Angelica. They shower together, like our Smothered theme. I've been showering with you since I don't know when. And they go to the toilet at the same time. This is my favorite line of the whole show. We shit a job, but only one of us got paid.
And the other one
volunteered. Yeah. The other one
volunteered.
Yeah.
Y'all, think about that. One of them took a job and the other one did not work to do that job as well. And the other one can't take another job.
Again, this is preventing them from living a life.
Exactly.
This is preventing either of them from living a complete life. It's sick.
Like, what happens when you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and one of you gets two chicken legs? And the other one is waiting.
A leg and a thigh.
I guess they wait to eat together.
Yeah.
Not that I've gone to Kentucky Fried Chicken and they've been out of chicken. That's happened.
You know, you've told me that before and I've been mortified.
That happened to me once in Massachusetts and just like a month ago in Houston, my dad wanted chicken and they said, we're sorry, we're out of fried chicken. And I went, so you're just Kentucky?
What else is there?
What? Just sides?
I don't think there's fish there. That,
you want to have an unbalanced meal, just a bunch of starches?
Why wouldn't they close down the
just
store?
Just close it down.
I'm sorry, we're out of chicken. There should be a chicken available switch
like a little,
you click.
Like a little
like
lamp.
Like hot donuts from Krispy Kreme.
Don't say that. You'll just want them.
I do want them now. No, actually, I'm so sick still, I don't.
So they share
I'm still reeling from this, y'all.
They also share the same boyfriend.
That's the bile coming up in my throat.
It's kind
now,
of cute.
You know what? I can't. I honestly had a hard time finding anything sexually redeeming except for Denver, the girl's husband, who I'm totally into.
Welcome to Oklahoma, boys.
Fuck.
They're just like South Carolina guys. Guys where we're from are hot.
No, but this guy's kind of trashy, too.
Welcome to Oklahoma,
again,
guys.
Shitty tasting men. Ding, ding, this girl. So they share boyfriend. This is freaky. And of course, so my first comment is, so, how does this work?
We're going to get.
How does this work?
They met on Facebook, and she said,
already a winning beginning.
Yeah, she's like, so they went on a date with Ben, and Ben loves who they are and what they do.
Which I don't know what that is.
we don't know either.
Sorry, I don't know what that is.
He thought he was joking whenever they told him he thought that they were joking.
Yeah.
And then Ben's like, they tell me they want to be treated like the same person. They want to be treated as one, and it's not hurting anyone. And they've been together For how long, Poodle?
10 years. Now, I need to say that this is that kind of theoretical straight guy's fantasy of two wins.
Yeah.
But that's usually one night. And usually that's that usually once they jerk off and they go eat some Funyuns,
yeah,
they think about something else.
Yeah, uh-huh. As but we all do.
He's been living this toe wins fantasy for 10 years.
10 years.
I'm assuming the cold light of day makes everything a little bit harder.
A little harder. Yeah. He says they would get married, but oh wait. They can't because it's against the law. That little thing.
Pesky laws.
Pesky
if they,
laws.
If they won't let me marry two sisters, bring us back to the time of the Bible.
The girls that I marry will have to be... Oh, wait,
sisters.
Sisters.
Anyway, I keep writing things like, this is pathological, this is mental illness.
So you just gotta settle into it.
This is illegal, yeah.
It's just like when you, it's like, you feel a little bit like after you watch The Joker, but it's real.
That movie was different.
That was a good movie.
Also with that movie, I felt like I was identifying with someone else's struggle who...
Also, that movie was not real.
This
is real.
That is true.
This is
Thank
real.
Thank you.
The producer,
you just made it even more real to me.
The producer said
they need to be like, brought up on charges.
Like you could be that. Like you could go to Australia and be walking around a Westfield Mall in Melbourne and see Anna and Lucy with Ben.
These producers need to answer for their crimes. This is seriously.
Speaking of producer, the producer asks, "So how does intimacy work?" And the sisters go.
And I leaned in.
I don't know if I told you.
I don't want to say. I don't want to say. Well, Ben will please both of us.
Both of us.
We won't do anything with each other.
Nothing
without each other.
Liar.
Yeah, they've at least touched one another. I know. You know it's true.
You know it's true.
Y'all, you're listening. You're going, ooh, gross. You know it's true, too.
Now, because if one accidentally, like, put her mouth on one's boob,
yeah,
then the other one has to put it on her sister's boob.
Or flick the clit. Yeah.
Y'all, some shit happened.
Oh, Jesus.
And you know what? As I've said before, call me old-fashioned.
Call me old-fashioned, but I don't want to eat my sister's box. Oh, I never thought I'd be here. Just kind of looking around and thinking about it. I would normally not watch these shows because they'd be so much for me.
These are my favorite.
I feel like I was... Ooh. The thing is, I can watch Law & Order SVU and the grittiest...
Because it's most not real.
Disgusting, but I could even watch serial killer stuff. But this... This is worse
like,
for me.
I've watched several episodes. I haven't gotten into it for time, but like I actually really love 1,000-Pound Sisters because they're
don't fucking, talk about this.
They're bonkers.
They are.
But have you watched that show?
A little bit.
We're not going to cover
no,
that show.
That hits the empathy the switch for me. Same way.
It's just it's like I just watch it mesmerized.
Yeah, that's kind of what the show is for me, too. You guys have a lot stronger stomachs than I do about for this stuff. And, like, I can handle a lot. This is the same thing. This is the faces of death kind of thing that I was talking about. This is because when I would watch Mark and Nikki, you would be disgusted at them. Mark and Nikki gave me almost fucking hives to deal with those two. Couple other things.
But, yeah, so if Ben does something to one sister...
He has to please both of us.
So here's what
both of us. We won't do anything without each other.
So where? So this is what I want to know. Where does he come? How do we do this? Is he like?
I think he has to sprinkle one drop, two drops,
three drops,
and it goes and in then, four.
And then you're an altar boy? I don't get it. Like what? It's very Catholic when they threw the water at us.
Or he comes in a test tube and they weigh it out.
They like,
and
like,
then they use an eyedropper.
I'm not trying to be gross, but
no,
I'm like, how does this?
That's how sick this shit is. I'm with you.
So like,
I'm trying to think.
I'm not
that's
to be
a
gross,
great question.
But they're so obsessed with everything. Is he like literally does he like give four strokes to Anna and then four strokes to Lucy? Like pump, 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 pump. Fuck you. Like three. I'm not trying to be.
No,
but literally
that
is like,
I'm getting sicker and sicker the more you talk about it. But
I think that's what
I wrote this down. The same thing. How does anyone quantify any of this?
And cause they never will orgasm. Not at the same time.
Can you talk about their mother, Gina, for a second? Because I was kind of doing okay. And
hello.
Then the mother showed up with what kind of like shit on her eyes?
This is like,
it looks like she's combed her under eye makeup.
Y'all, this is basically down under Ross Elizabeth Arden. That's who this is.
It's that. She's like, I never knew my girls would do anything like this.
I don't know what's on the underside of her eyes. I don't know if she got bad eyeliner tattooing.
You know, that's
but
an idea.
It almost, I don't know when, I think
basically. Looks like she's trying to be Egyptian.
I kind of thought that probably when she was a kid, she would see pictures of dots, and her teacher forgot to say connect the dots. So she's just drawing dots under her eyes. It makes Gina is, y'all, because I knew this when we started watching this. I thought, you can't have sisters like this without a crazy mother,
some enabling
or father.
Yeah. And
you
I
cannot,
think the mother probably
guardian
enabled it when they were growing up, and the mother probably enabled it when she needed stability, because that when the kids were acting like one person together when the husband had passed, she felt like there was stability.
Yes, y'all, and I'm pretty sure their mother was a stage actress from the 40s who still think she's on stage every day. The way the mother's hair is dyed,
yeah.
I mean, it is beat. She is like, Gina's gonna be a gift.
And mom's like, this is crazy.
So they're making breakfast.
They're weighing out their cereal
and they're counting out their cereals that they eat.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating with Ben.
You know, if I would was your nutrition coach, that's what I would do for you.
Which sounds crazy. And Gina says, Gina's like, the same's mentioned, they're not a full biscuit.
They're not a full biscuit. She does say that.
So she does have some, like,
she's got a little perspective, but I
she
just
does,
have this
but then
feeling,
you look at her makeup.
Yeah, I feel like she probably could have said something earlier.
And you're like, wow, this is really, really fucked up. Can it get any weirder?
Yeah, Poodle. We're going to the dentist.
To be a dentist.
Because one of them's got a dead tooth.
Yeah, so.
Like Maureen Ponderosa from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And the other one, I'm not going to refer their names because who cares?
Maybe it's you have to fight to see them as people, Poodle.
They don't want you to. They only want you to see them as the two-headed twin.
Like, I'm kind of shocked their names are Anna and Lucy and not like
Patrix and Patrika, who's our next group. Next sister couple, I should say.
No, but I'm surprised that
this is sick. This show's sick. I'm uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable.
So
I'm happy talking about trash people. Not when they're mentally ill.
So already.
Yeah.
If we said, oh, we're not going to cut. We're just going to do the one by Curious. And if we decide we're not going to watch this show.
Yeah.
If it airs next week, are you going to want to pop it and see what's happening?
You know what? Ask me like 3 days. Ask for me tomorrow and you will find me a grave man.
You will process.
Yeah, I need to process everything I've seen. I'm going to have nightmares about it tonight. I can tell you that. It's already made such an impression on me. I was in the bathroom like just peeing in between this and going, whew, whew, trying just to get the stink of it off of me.
You're going to have to do Peloton after this.
I'm going to.
So
I need to call someone to get fucked just so I can stop thinking about this.
So Gina's like, the girls are being ridiculous. And They go to the dentist, and well, Anna says, I think I have an affected tooth. And Lucy says, well, if you have to take one out, then I'll take one.
Right, because they, of course, need to be identical.
It's not fair.
If Anna loses a tooth, then...
Don't they both talk like the woman, sorry, from...
It's great, both not fair.
Don't they both talk like the one from Little Britain that goes, computer says no.
A little bit.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, but they say things like...
Yes, because Anna takes one out, then you were saying...
Yeah, they're at the dentist, and Lucy's about to get her... Then they say, we're going to have to take this tooth out. It's unrepairable. And she's like,
what?
We want our teeth to be the same.
You know what?
Yeah. It's just a time for theater.
I'm going to make you do it. Y'all, we now present our first, maybe our last... Extreme,
God willing,
Sisters Theater.
Keep going.
That's what I did.
Almost. No, it went to the trill too soon. Even I can tell when excellence is not followed.
Okay, Poodle's gonna be playing the role.
I don't care. I don't know.
Who's going to be playing the role of Lucy? I hope you play the role of Anna, who has the affected tooth.
So I'm the one who wants to... Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay.
And see.
And the dentist also says, sorry, this is going to have to come out.
What? Why is it? My tooth's come out?
Well...
My tooth comes out.
I want you to take my tooth out as well.
You have to take her tooth out as well, too.
No, I need to... So we need to be the same. We need to both be the same. We need to
both be the same.
Take our tooth out as well.
Well,
the dentist says, can't do that because that's a violation of my ethics.
And the dental board would take away my license.
No, I need to have our teeth the same.
Needs to be the same.
Teeth the same.
Dentist.
Same.
That's a very important tooth. That's like a tooth that you need.
No, we need to be identical. We need to be identical.
Don't know what I do without the tooth. I don't know what I do without.
I need to be like her. I need to have same teeth.
Same teeth.
I'll have to talk to some ethics officers about all this. I can't just take a healthy tooth out.
We have to be the same.
Identical.
Identical.
And scene. Honey, go to a carnival. They'll take your tooth out. They don't care what it is. They'll go play games with it.
Hey, if you're...
A carny will get your tooth out. Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Sarah's mom, Lori, will smell it.
Exactly.
Look at that callback.
I'm telling you, there are people on the street who would remove your teeth.
It's true.
Like that. Can we please move on?
We're done with
them. I'm so glad we're...
We only have two more couples. Sister couple.
God, they're all awful this time.
Well, they're something.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Both of these are less mentally ill.
Yes.
Than,
let's talk about Patrix and Patricia.
Patrix
and Patricia.
Patrica.
Patrica. Now, so here's the deal.
Yes.
If you want your names to be
Patrix
and it's Patrica. It's Patrica. Not Patricia.
It is Patrica.
It's spelled Patricia, but it's spelled.
No, there's no C-I-A. So it's Patrica.
Patrica.
So if you want to be a K, so it would be easier if it would be
Patrica,
a hard K.
Why don't you be Patrix and Patrixa?
I think they're trying to be a form of two
they
different.
They don't want to be identical. They want to just be a form?
Yeah. No, okay. I think they wanted to be the both two interesting forms of Patrick, the female version of Patrick. Okay. And even though Patrica with a K would be an easier pronunciation, they're going with the C. So I guarantee you poor Patrica at Starbucks gets called Patricia 99% of the time.
Every day.
Yeah. Or even Patricia. Patricia. Patricia, even.
I would say Patricia.
Yeah. But it is Patrica.
Patrica.
Like Patrica Darbo from Days of Our Lives.
Wow. That was a throwback. Now, they live in Atlanta, all right? And they're sisters. They're not identical twins.
Right.
They do look a lot alike, but I think they make each other look alike.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of like, again, every sister so far, although the Oklahoma sisters really haven't. I mean, they kind of did. But they kind of go into like a tragedy or something that
everyone's,
happened.
Everyone's got bond. Something, yeah.
So Patricia's, so there's this Patrica. Patrica was born with a deformity.
Patrica.
Patrica was, sorry.
Patrica.
I want to say Patricia. It just looks
I know.
Like, in my thing always type Patricia, so it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
So
I did PC and PX. That's the only way I can label it.
Oh, that's good.
I abbreviate everything. That's why sometimes with my notes I can't see them because I shorthand them.
Oh.
It's like old like stenographer stuff from the 60s.
I'm not familiar.
The steno pool.
Not familiar.
Not familiar.
Too young.
I wasn't alive. I've just heard of it and I've read books. Evidently, gotta do that. You're a stenographer.
I'm kidding. What's my day job?
I know you're just fucking with me when I'm down.
You know what? You're right. You are down right now. I need to be nicer to you.
So we open. Scene opens on them shaving each other's pits. Don't know if I can. Sorry if I pushed you into the deep end. Sorry if that was. We open on a landscape of an armpit ripe with hair that we are going to shave. And you know, all I thought of was, I'm sure it's much easier with someone else shaving your armpit.
But does it need to be done?
Does your sister need to do it? That is a good question.
They also, because again, you can dry brush your own body.
I've never heard of this.
Oh, really?
Until now.
I have heard of this. Yeah, it's a thing, especially out here in LA. Dry brushing is this thing. It's supposed to exfoliate dead skin cells, and it's also supposed to help your lymphatic system.
And usually you do it to yourself, I assume, or
usually
go to a spa.
Dry brush yourself. You can go
you
to a
don't,
spa.
As I believe Patrick says, I know every dimple of her body.
Blech.
Yep, that's what I did. We also need to say that Patrika has a finger deformity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She has a hand deformity.
Yeah, where she has like her, I believe it's her right hand. There's only one, she only has like two fingers. It's a, and Patrika basically says, I helped her all the way through.
She's like, and, I was, and Patrika's like, she was like my right hand and my left hand. She's all my hands.
She was her right hand girl.
Right hand girl.
As it were.
They are funny. These two sisters are funny. That, and they say funny things.
It makes it easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's they're like characters. It's still got sadness at the root, though.
It does, but they're characters at least.
Yeah.
And so, but she does cry when she talks about that she was bullied. She was made fun of. And her younger.
And of course she was, because kids are cruel for stuff
and
like
it's
that.
And it is an interesting dynamic, because ironically, it's her younger sister that kind of helped support her.
Right. So they were in a family of five, military dad. They traveled a lot. Again, this is part of the, we had to stick together because we were sisters. And Patrix, she says she used to play the violin and she loved it, but because Patrika wanted to play it too, and her hand couldn't hold the bow, she gave it up, which is a little like Lucy and Anna for me. But
that's sad.
Yeah. And so that actually, I was like watching, and then I went, I was fine. And then my temperature, my barometer went, this is sad. And I went, please give me something else. Please make me feel better.
And they do.
And then the husband jumped in, named Ron. We meet her three kids.
They've been married 20 years. Patrika. She has three sons.
Jeremiah, Logan, and Ethan.
It doesn't matter, but they're it's fine.
And turns out, you guys, their biggest desire is to go to one place for
one
both
place.
Of them.
Only
and that
one,
is...
Wait, Poodle, one place in the world, where could you go? Where could you go where all your dreams come true, where you know...
The place where all dreams come true?
Yes.
I want to be where the Disney is. I want to hear, want to spend that money. I want to go where the... Mouse is out on the street. Up where they walk. Up where they swim. Up where they spend all day in the gym. Wandering free. Guess I want to be part of
Orlando. Ramp, ramp, ramp.
The city the dreams are made of.
That actually is their slogan, Orlando.
Yeah. They want to go to Orlando,
where
y'all.
Dreams are made of.
Orlando.
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 The city where dreams are made of.
Because they love Disney. Not a shock. Disney is often a haven for people who have experienced trauma in their lives. It's true.
It is. I think people especially that had not great childhoods.
Yeah.
It's like they want to recapture youth.
And so it makes sense. But the weird thing here is the two sisters want to go to Orlando, seemingly leaving the rest of the family.
Well, the oldest son is going to school
go to
in Orlando.
School there. I'm sure he wasn't pressured at all.
At all. I know. I thought that too. The husband, Ron, who's cute, he is like, no, our life is in Atlanta.
And my whole family is here.
Why would we do that? That's our home. And then we think, okay, well, end of story. I guess that's not going to go any further.
No, they're going to just move to Orlando.
And then in the next scene, y'all, they're cooking.
The mother's name is Maddie.
Spelled the exact same way.
Yep.
Mama Maddie comes in.
And Father
and
Jethro.
Father Jethro.
Not making it up.
Mother Maddie is she is definitely wearing a Vivica Fox wig.
She definitely is. You can actually see the receipt.
I mean, that is a wig.
Yeah,
now.
It's almost got a tag on it.
It's got bangs to the side and height in the back. It's the perfect mother wig. But and you know what? As a Maddie, it's a total Maddie wig. It's what I need.
It's true. She hasn't made the effort to kind of mesh it to her style.
No.
She's just put it on her head.
And you know what? I've done the same thing. It's a Maddie wig. Yeah. There you go. So now, and you're like, okay, Patrix and Patrica, they're
Patrica.
Patrica. God, I'm going to fuck that up. They're funny, but, you know, not cuckoo. And they're like, when we have dinner, no one eats dinner with us except for ourselves. And then our mother, because she's the queen.
So there's some type of reverse.
So you don't eat. To me, what a joyous thing to have dinner and cook.
Did you just move my coffee table?
You put your foot on your coffee table.
You moved it.
I'm moving it back. You need to put your grips on this.
I'm getting a rug soon. Supposed to come tonight. Didn't. It's what I want.
Y'all, he's gone out like four times and stood on the front and looked down
the
street.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon and coming down.
I was going to say,
please
more
let there
like,
be something for me.
Like an old crone waiting for that man to come back.
No, they always come back. Just what does only matters which one.
It's true. So I'm thinking, okay. So yes, they don't have dinner with their children. It's just they have dinner with themselves. And they allow their mother. So they're sitting there having dinner with their mother. And I want to say, Patrica is a freaka.
There you go.
Ooh, ooh. Patrica, she is talking to the testimonial. I just want to say, they didn't glue on all of their eyelashes. So half the time that Patrica is talking.
Yeah, the editing is problematic.
The inside of her eyelash is just totally coming off. And you just see like this line. I thought, is her eyeliner messed up? She didn't glue down her lashes.
No, they look like they're just kind of broken down. Yeah. Yeah, each time.
Exactly. And so they're like, well, Mom, we got something to tell you. And Mom's like,
somebody pregnant somebody around pregnant? Here.
She's just kind of picking her food. And they're like, well, we're thinking about going to Orlando.
Mom's like, that's crazy.
That's crazy
talk.
And she said, that's crazy. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? What?
And she says, Patrix is being selfish.
Yes.
Because Patrica has a life in. This is the thing, you guys. Mama is trying to play them against each other, it looks like.
I think Mama Maddie ain't your normal mama.
No.
I'm going to say that right now. Mama and Jethro.
For good or bad.
I think this is the way that she was like, this is crazy. What? I was like, you seem a little out there, Mama Maddie.
Yeah. Well, they're bringing her food, and she says, that's for the queen.
Yes.
Already, yeah.
And Ron brings her a very large sangria glass, and she's happy. Again, this Maddie used to be happy with that, but now I look at that, and I go, I'm going to be so hungover and refluxy from this.
Can we move on to our last sister couple?
Do we have to? It's been so fun.
It's time.
Y'all, and then... When I didn't
Oklahoma
think this
girls.
Show could get better, when I didn't think this show could make me more happy, there's two women from Oklahoma City.
I will say, these are the least offensive of all of them.
I mean, they remind me just exactly they're pretty. They look like the women I grew up with. Like, they're total.
Like Tertel Faro and her.
She's normal. She's quite normal.
Okay.
She actually is not that type of woman. She's like artsy and cool, and like she teaches yoga now and stuff like that.
So who is this like for you? I can't believe I'm asking this.
You know who it reminds me of? The girl that I dated.
Lene Beard?
No, not Lene, but my girlfriend.
Misty Gillespie?
No, Lacey.
Lacey.
She like that. This reminds me of
everyone else who's listening, who doesn't listen to us for a while, who just heard you say the word girlfriend, and then they had to go.
Carl, I'm confused.
ruined her world.
Finally, for Carl's wife. Carl's wife finally admits she's confused.
She's done so much work at trying to understand gay people, y'all.
And not call it to the others anymore.
And you've just fucked her brain up with saying that.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Carl, is he really... He had a girlfriend. I didn't think guys had girlfriends.
What? What? I thought he chose his lifestyle. He didn't want him.
He chose his lifestyle.
Are you getting Trix texts? Your phone's starting to blow up more at night.
Since I'm on Cameo, it's given me 1,000 different things.
Y'all, by the way, Poodle moved and his computer basically just shit out.
It didn't shit out. I'm having to buy a new one.
But
because
it's not in good shape.
It's not the same shape we need to keep going.
He had to buy a new laptop. Come at him with some Cameo. Bitch needs some money. Bitch needs some money. Also, by the way, do you realize that the socks that you just put on your desk, they have an R and an L?
Yeah, and they're not right.
And you put them on the wrong foot. Again, show me you're a poodle without telling me you're a poodle.
I don't care. Labels. Labels.
But they fit each foot differently.
Doesn't matter to me. That's garbage. I live life on the edges. I'm outside the lines.
Okay, y'all. So this reminds me, though, definitely of girls that I went to high school with that were pretty, smart, and above all...
Ridiculously codependent.
And above all, love Jesus more than anything.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like this idea of like being... but
pure, purity.
I don't mean that there's anything wrong with being Christian. That's fine. Great.
No, but they fetishized it.
But it was like almost like they... Yes, like they when they would talk about Christ, they would talk about him like they're really like amazing uncle like, in the family,
yeah, or he
something.
Was their like lifeguard at camp.
But it was just in a different way, and so y'all, I hate to say it, but these are the most Oklahoma names. There's Candace Brooks and Candace Brooke and Candace Bailey.
Now,
B-A-Y-L-E-E.
Those are their middle names, but their mother named them, their first name is Candace.
Candace.
Wow.
Probably because their mother really loved Full House, because she was probably our
I
age.
Think one Candace in a family is plenty.
Well, I mean, we had Hazel Jean, Peggy Jean, Darla Jean.
Middle names are different.
That's true. Well, maybe they want to do what you did, like where your first name is James Jacob.
Yeah. You can announce that to the world. I don't care.
But no, people know. And your father's name is this first
name. My father's first name is James, and everyone almost goes by their middle name.
So, like, maybe that's just what they're doing with...
You know what? You're right. I've just never heard about it with women.
I haven't. Yeah.
It's...
So maybe that's something they want to...
But usually not two in the same generation.
It's usually the firstborn child,
yes.
A firstborn son or firstborn daughter.
Yeah. But I've never
Not
heard about
like
it in the same generation.
Like
yeah.
Your brother isn't
My
James,
brother isn't James, yeah.
James Brother Poodle.
Yeah. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Or as
we call
although
him,
my,
Straight Jake.
My oldest nephew is James, and he goes by his middle name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, no, he's Jace. He goes by Jace. Because they thought that was a cute way to talk, like Jason the Wheeled Warriors.
Riveting.
Riveting, I know.
So, y'all, they're in Oklahoma City, and...
They're plucking each other's eyebrows out.
They're plucking each other's eyebrows, and they said, there is no line you can't have with your sister.
I shaved my sister's butthole.
When she was pregnant. Now, you know what? I feel like some of my cousins... Would have done this for the other sister.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that this a group of extreme sisters, these don't make my stomach hurt like the Australian twins.
No.
This is just codependence.
But there is codependence, yes.
Yeah.
But it's normal
it's
codependence?
Somewhat, it's not normal.
That's not a good word for it. It's moderate.
It's moderate. Because they even say the parents divorced and they felt normal when they were together.
Yes.
So it kind of makes sense that they would find an attachment to one another.
I bet you that some of our sissies have shaved another friend's butthole.
I kind of didn't bat an eye. with that.
You know what? If you were back in the hospital bed again and they said,
why would I need my asshole to be shaved?
If they said, Poodle's going to die, and I'm like, can someone fuck him one last time? And this nurse says, I will do it, but you need to shave his butthole. I would shave your butthole so you could get fucked before you
die. The nurse would not. So wait, just some clarity. Because I've got to back up on this nurse. If the nurse would not fuck me before I was going to die, I think that's the nurse's issue. And then it seems like he would do it.
He doesn't want to fuck his patients.
So he's got boundaries.
Yeah, he's got boundaries.
Got it. Makes sense.
I'd do it for you, though. I wouldn't care.
It does seem nothing is weirder than having a perfectly normal tooth removed. So you'll be like yours.
Maybe that's it. Maybe if they were, if Brooke and Bailey were first, we would be horrified. But after this,
they knew how to make this
after
work.
After this,
yeah. It felt like we were on a tour of like, I don't know, quaint skirmishes in the South Pacific. After the Vietnam War, that was the first group of sisters.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So yes, they grew up close, and so Bailey kind of said she did everything her older sister did. She said, I just kind of took on her persona, like her older sister's a teacher.
Brooke.
She's becoming a teacher, and Bailey is living with Brooke right now.
Right. And she Bailey's 21.
She wanted to move out of her mom's house, so she lives with her sister. Her sister, Brooke, and Brooke's husband,
Denver. Y'all, it's big. I'm saying it now, and he knows how to funk.
Denver is, so there is this group of guys in Oklahoma.
He's all like, tatted up,
that
too.
They're kind of.
He's got a nose ring.
But they're kind of.
Little alternative.
But in the same way, they're very, it's weird. If you're not country like hick guy, this is kind of more Oklahoma City Tulsa guys.
Yep.
If you're not this country guy, then you're kind of a proud
tatted
metrosexual.
Yep.
Honestly, like Paola. And
Russ.
It's like Russ. And it's so where you kind of think they're a little gay, they're not.
But
they're they like shave all their body hair.
Right. But Denver likes tattoos, and he's got the whole, he's dyed his hair, he's bleached his hair.
So like he was probably like indier when he was young. He's
hot to me, y'all. Ooh.
He is attractive.
And he's got a nice penis. Ooh.
He does.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it.
Here's the deal, and I'm just, well, we're going to see.
Also, y'all, the big reveal is that her, Brooke is married to Denver, and Bailey sneaks in their bed. And that, to me, that's not cool, because if we're kind of playing in the, especially because we're kind of in the normal world.
This is where it gets weird.
Yeah.
This is where it gets weird.
And I think this is... this is just aggressive behavior towards Denver coming from Brooke.
This is like a Lifetime movie waiting to happen.
Yeah. But I feel like it's done, like, I think there's some type of aggression that Brooke has toward Denver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she's upset that he took her sister away.
Exactly.
So this is kind of where the crazy comes in more.
Exactly.
Where it seems normal. Also, I think, this is what I think, just for the little bit, and we're going to meet more of their family later. I think, and I can say this because I'm from there, I think they came from, well, no, I had a little different. I feel like, I think they came from not the best family.
And, I can see that.
From a rough family. And so those sisters really did bond. When they say they
the
bonded.
The emotional connection
it
is
was really,
ridiculously strong.
They just probably didn't. Because just the way the girls.
Yeah, it's like it's a kind of a. It's almost life.
I have a feeling the girls lived a hard childhood.
Their lives depend on it. Yeah. And, no, I get that too. I feel that way.
And with Brooke, she got pregnant when she was with Denver.
18.
Like 18. They didn't get married. They've only been married now for a year.
That's what they say. She's like, they've been together for a year. Their daughter is two?
Two, I think. They never show her daughter.
They do Ace. But they said that Denver and Brooke had only been together for a year. So it seems like to me they had been some time apart.
So maybe. I didn't think it made sense later when Brooke said, because I kind of wanted to laugh because you're like, you're 22 and you're saying this. But she's like, Denver and I have been through some really hard times and some really good times. And I'm like, really?
And then she said, we're having some really good times in our marriage. We've been together for a year.
And I was like, what? But when you think of they've been together, I guess, since she was like
18.
So
now,
like,
maybe now
years.
It is the good time. Yeah, I got that. So one thing, you guys, Denver basically says, I need Bailey
play a game,
to move out.
And they're
badminton. It's badminton.
Yeah, because, Bailey has a boyfriend. His name's
Briar.
Y'all,
as in, like, ow, that thorn on that briar cut me.
I'm going to be honest. These are fucking Oklahoma names.
That's awful.
It's weird.
Briar is awful.
Some of the worst names are in Oklahoma, I have to say.
What? In what world would you think that's okay?
They're not religious, so to speak, in that, like, they're directly from the Bible. They take, like, things, like, that are from religious things or kind of that remind them, but it's like maybe Jesus walked through a briar of something, and they're like, oh,
no,
briar.
This is stupid.
Or they'll be like, oh, Jesus turned water into wine. I'm going to name my daughter Wine. It's like, but seriously, it's like taking those things instead of the actual biblical names.
They all need a slap in the face.
Like, name your kid, if you want to be, like, name your kid Ephraim. Well, I'm not going to name him Ephraim.
But no, they're thinking, I know what a name I've always thought sounded cute, Briar.
And it's this idea. I mean, there is the very much where I'm from.
The sound is more important than the actual name.
The sound and this idea of individualism is a big thing where I'm from.
Even though when it comes out sounding ridiculous.
It all comes from that Oklahoma, Texas, that, like, we're more special than other people. We're our own people. We do everything ourselves.
Yep, I get you. So. Briar is frankly terrible.
Briar is fine.
He's cute, y'all.
We learned.
And maybe a little gay.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say about Briar. Because too many fucking bees. Bailey is a virgin because Brooke said, again, instead of teaching.
True love waits, y'all. True love waits.
Probably teaching her about sex and how to think positively about sex. She's like, I got pregnant when I was young. Don't do it. It's horrible. So her sister. She doesn't want her to have sex. So Bailey is waiting.
Right.
With Brian. Bailey says, I'm just so happy that I met a guy like Briar who's open to that. Cut to Briar, and I'm going to say this. Briar, he has either the face of a preacher or a drag queen.
Cocksucker.
Preacher or a drag queen. Yep. I can't tell. Like, I look at his features and I'm like, you would be a beautiful drag
queen. Looks like a cocksucker to me.
Maybe.
Yep. Lips, all of it.
Wouldn't he be a beautiful drag queen?
He would be.
Gorgeous. Y'all, I've been to Angles in Oklahoma City. Maybe he's been there.
Yeah,
it's called. And you know who I saw at Angles the first time I went to Angle? Tara Taliaferro's brother, Cody.
There you go. All kismet. It works its
it all
way
works
around.
Out. He's a wonderful person. One teacher of the year.
He's a teacher?
He's an amazing teacher.
Good for him.
Taliaferros are great people. What is she going to do one day? She was like, somebody said they knew me from your podcast. Are you talking about me?
And people know her.
And I'm like, it's all been good.
People know her, mostly because her name is, no one knows how to spell it because of the way you say it. Tara Taliaferro.
If we do a live show in Dallas, I'll invite her.
We'll bring her back up. People will scream for her.
Maybe
is
we'll
she
do
aware?
A yoga class that people can do with her.
No. So anyway, they are playing badminton, all of them, and Denver's like, I know what I want to play for, and he's like, of course, for Bailey to move. She's like,
move out.
I want Bailey to move out and move in with Briar, and I'm like, and she's like, no, she. What is he going to do? Sleep on the couch? She's remaining pure.
It is odd, I have to say, that she's 22, that Bailey is, wait, no, Bailey.
Bailey's 21.
21. And she's in Oklahoma. Like, that's when people get married, like, there.
I will say
I'm
that
surprised.
I'm surprised that she's okay with sleeping in the same bed as her sister's husband right there, who is shirtless.
Who is shirtless.
And that's not a problem for her.
And she's in the middle of the bed, y'all. Yeah. Like, her sister's on the end. She's in the middle of the bed. She sneaks in the bed. Just so y'all know, she sneaks into it. Denver doesn't say, like, let's all go to bed.
Yeah. It's very selective what they're choosing.
I will say, too, y'all, I lived in Oklahoma City for a year when I left Texas before I came here. It's one of the least expensive cities you can live in. Like, you can get... my dad was in Oklahoma City in the hospital and my boyfriend came out, he was like looking at these like crazy fancy like apartment buildings that like the kind that we would see on Sunset Boulevard. And he said, I wonder how much a two bedroom apartment there in Oklahoma City is. The two bedroom apartment's like $1,100.
What?
It's insanely cheap in Oklahoma.
That's cheaper than when I lived in Texas.
So the fact that she is like saying, I can't find a, y'all, she could get a like decent apartment for like $600 a month, probably.
Yeah, $800.
She doesn't want to.
Well, also, she might not work. So that is true. Like, she might have gotten off.
She's 21. Why is she not working? If you don't have a place to live and you want to move out of your mom's house, get a job.
Mental illness.
They lost the game. They're not moving out. And Denver is pouting. He's upset. He walks in the bedroom, he sits on the bed, and then Briar comes in and he says, the screen kind of went kind of blurry.
Yeah, I was there with you. Yeah.
And Briar walked in and he was like, Denver, what's up, bro?
It's like, I'm just looking at the picture of you and my wife's sister.
Which is in our bedroom
because of that. And like, and I was thinking like, you're like a handsome dude, bro.
You know, I appreciate that.
You got a pretty mouth.
Would you like to see my lips closer, but around your dick?
Yeah, and I just got to warn you, my dick's big, so...
I got to warn you.
Can you handle it? Those lips are pretty, though.
I got to warn you, I ate Long John Silver's before, so it might taste like fish. And see.
I was in it until that... And that's disgusting. I'm confused at why his lips would taste like fish. He doesn't have a sense of taste on his dick. Otherwise, the guy who would have had... I can't fathom this. Anyway, but basically, you guys, Denver says, I want her out.
He says to Brooke.
I don't want, and I want her to leave, and because this feels like her welcome's been overstayed.
And Brooke is very much like, she's just kind of like, that's not fair.
Right.
What do you want me to do? She's like, it's not that big a deal, baby. And she's like, she's done so much for us. And it sounds like, too.
Has she?
Well, she brings up, we don't know what their history is like, but she was single, so to speak, it looks like, when she got pregnant.
Right.
So if Denver wasn't there for her when she got pregnant, her
sister was. That is true. We don't know any of that.
We don't know any of that. Yeah. That's all speculation. But she said her sister, she's like, my heart won't allow me to do that to her. I'm sorry. You know, our relationship, she does say that our relationship was really rocky then, and she helped me. And Denver says, well, true, but I'm your husband now. You need to figure out whose side you're on.
It's really hard for me to take any of these people seriously with names like Denver, Briar, and Bailey.
What do you do? Like,
I'm very upset by it.
No one at Google Corporate's going to hire Briar. Like, someone at LinkedIn's going to Briar.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Like,
actually,
John Hancock is not going to hire Breyer.
Denver, I've heard of for a
Denver,
name.
Denver, I don't mind.
But in collection with everybody else, it just sounds ridiculous.
And we haven't even talked about that their daughter's name is Ace.
Yeah, that I've heard for both a boy and a girl. I've heard that.
Y'all, don't name your child after someone that's after a nickname for like a good pilot.
Or a playing card.
Sorry if your kid's name's Ace. Come at us.
Jack is a good name. Yeah. Just don't name your kid 10. All right, good. I think we finished this. I'm still a little sick.
How are you feeling now? You process any more of you're going to do it?
You're not getting an answer out of me today. This is still a bi-curious.
So y'all let him know.
I was kind of veering towards doing it. In fact, I was kind of wanting to do it. Now that I watched it, I'm going to need some time. I'm going to need like a long walk to remember like Mandy Moore would take. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I have the strength.
Y'all, just remember, where can you go when you've got dreams to be found? Well, you can always go to...
Pound Town.
I was going to say Orlando.
Oh, Orlando.
Walk on the street, you see a Mickey Mouse, and your husband left your ass.
Orlando. Orlando. Just listen to the sounds of the small world enter...
And then you're sitting all alone, but remember you got your sister. Take it. We got to end this.
Yeah, good idea.
Orlando, the city where dreams are made.
Clothes off now?
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.